Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast on Tuesday, July the 28th. Firefighters have issued advice to try and reduce the number of grass fires in Kent, as we're told 300 have broken out since the first heatwave of the year. Now, stats given to the Kent Online podcast show 130 of those fires were in July alone, and 30 were tackled over the past weekend. Smokers are being told not to throw cigarettes out of car windows, and there's guidance around disposable barbecues too. Well, I've been speaking to Tom Edwards, who's an area manager at Kent Fire and Rescue.
The first thing is around smoking materials. So we do see fires alongside roadways, especially on motorway embankments and hedgerows alongside country lanes. Many of these will be started from discarded smoking materials soon. So we'd ask members of the public to always make sure that they extinguish smoking materials, cigarettes, don't throw them from car windows. And then we do also see accidental fires around use of barbecues and bonfires as well at this time of year. So again, we'd ask members of the public to be really aware of what they are doing when using barbecues. If they're using disposable barbecues, for example, please use those on a non-flammable hard surface. Make sure that they're properly extinguished before you dispose of them. And then when it comes to bonfires, again, don't have one unless it's really necessary at this time of the year. Be aware of your surroundings, overhanging branches, long grass, etc. in surrounding area.
Yeah, because I guess with the conditions out there at the moment, any fire that does start would spread incredibly quickly. Is that the case?
Yes, and we do see that with both the dryness of the environment at the moment, but also the increased heat. And if there is a breeze, as there has been over the weekend, that can cause fires to spread very quickly. So with that, if you do spot a fire or suspect a fire outdoors, the quicker that you can call us and get us to scene, that's really important. So I encourage everyone to dial 999 and ask for the fire service. We do see that sometimes it's problematic trying to identify where you are in these circumstances, if you're outside in the countryside. So there's a couple of apps that are useful. One of them is called What Three Words, which will give you a precise location, which is really, really helpful for our colleagues in the control room to identify where you're calling from and where to send fire engines to. And also things like local landmarks, road names, etc., also really helpful. But What Three Words is certainly something that we recommend if members of the public are able to use that app.
I think it was one of the fires last week, Tom, that involved a combine harvester, which spread to a field. I mean, obviously, that's devastating for farmers, particularly a really tough time for them with like a rainfall and things, isn't it? You must feel for them in those situations.
Yeah, certainly. And we're working a lot with local farmers and also through National Farmers Union to decrease the impact of these fires on the farming community. There's a lot that we've been doing with farmers to ensure that if there are accidental ignitions, that they are dealt with as quickly as possible. Again, making us aware as quickly as possible, but also working both to minimise the chances of those accidental ignitions, but then minimise the impact by machinery that farmers do have available to them in the immediacy.
This is all as footage has emerged of a huge wildfire in Milton Regis near Sittingbourne. It broke out overnight, causing a lot of smoke in the area. You can see the video within a story today at Kent Online. Crews have also managed to put out a field fire in Throwley near Faversham, as well as a blaze involving fencing, undergrowth and woodland in Kingswood near Maidstone. Now, as firefighters battle wildfires here, there are also major blazes burning in Europe. While French firefighters say they've brought a wildfire on the edge of Bordeaux under control, there are concerns soaring temperatures could fan the flames again. And more evacuation orders have been issued near Spain's capital, Madrid, where a blaze continues to spread. This is happening as tourists plan trips to the continent during the summer holidays. Chris Scoble runs a travel agency in Tunbridge Wells, and he's been speaking to Lucy.
For travellers, I think they've just got to make sure that they are fully aware of exactly where they're going, Do not set out unless you're absolutely sure that the trip is going to be possible, because you will be causing a lot more trouble for other people if you're traveling to a destination that may well have other issues to deal with rather than you stuck in their traffic, I think.
Have you had any worried calls at all from people who've booked through you who are concerned about their holiday?
No, as a rule, we don't really deal with, we deal with a lot of the Basque country, but we don't necessarily deal with the French area. A lot of people that travel to France, which is a really interesting point, they do their own holidays. And, you know, they will be traveling independently, if that's the right phrase. So it's what's really important for those individuals is that they've checked and made sure they've got adequate travel insurance, which is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about for people who are planning a holiday elsewhere in France or Spain, you know, maybe those more family holiday destinations? Should they be concerned at all?
No, I wouldn't say so. At the end of the day, it's regionalised. France and Spain are big countries, you know, and it's a small area at this second. So if you're heading to the Costa Brava, Costa Blanca, or, you know, you're heading to probably the south of France, I think you'll be absolutely fine at the moment. I wouldn't be concerned at all.
I suppose that's the risk, isn't it? People see these horrible images on the news of these massive wildfires, you know, in France and Spain. Perhaps their geography might not be, you know, we don't all know where all these areas are. They might sort of think about cancelling or not booking.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the best way, and there's a lot of information out there on the internet, as we know nowadays, the best advice I would give to anybody, the first port of call would be the government website. Look at the government travel website, because it really is actually factual information, rather than, you know, rumour or speculation. So I would firstly start with that. Then if you have booked for a provider, just make sure you call them and make sure what they will be the expert. So if you had booked through a travel agency, ring them, ask them their advice. They will be giving you advice. Possibly they should have contacted you or may have contacted you already this morning. Pick the phone up and see what they've got to say.
What kind of impact do you think these fires will have on tourism for France and Spain and those areas in particular? You know, around Bordeaux, I know it's getting quite serious.
Yeah, I think in reality, we are right in the middle of the busiest period of the year. Every single year, we do have some type of issue, whether it have been, you know, going back to the, you know, the start of COVID to, you know, travel disruptions to strikes. Every summer we do have a issue of a kind, and all I would say is to just make sure that you're taking a level head on it. I don't think it's going to affect those areas going forward. Spain is still our biggest, you know, travel destination for English people for these islands. So I don't think it'll affect it, and one little bit, to be honest.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and a 19-year-old's been charged with murder after a teenager died in a crash near Whitstable. The 18-year-old had been riding a motorbike that was involved in a collision with a car on Chesterfield Road on Friday night. Connor Todd, who's from Porchlight Place in Cecilter, is due in court. Elsewhere, a man's been charged following a stabbing at a town centre park in Maidstone. Emergency crews were called to Brenchley Gardens last Wednesday afternoon, and a man was taken to a London hospital. A 40-year-old from Brewer Street in the town has been remanded in custody after appearing in court. Three other men are on bail while investigations continue. A woman is recovering from emergency surgery after suffering a life-threatening brain hemorrhage while shopping in Medway. Margaret Matteru from Horling started to experience a pain in the back of her head while she was at a checkout in Morrison's in Strood last month. The 68-year-old was taken to Darent Valley Hospital and later transferred to King's College in London. Now, she claims supermarket staff didn't do enough to help her, but has been telling us what happened on the day.
I was putting my shopping into, I suppose I was at the cash out, and all of a sudden I just had this in my head. I couldn't focus properly. And they asked me if I was okay, and I said, I honestly don't know, because I've never had this before. And I don't really remember a lot more. I know they put me in a chair. I know they gave me a drop of water. I don't know how I paid for my shopping or anything like that. The next thing that I actually remember was walking with the trolley and someone holding me up, like, on my arm. I don't know how I opened the car, or if I did, or if they opened my car. I don't know. But the girl took me to my car, put me in the driving seat, put my shopping in the boot, and put my trolley away. And she said to me that she'd thrown the pound in the side pocket. I did ask the girl to then phone me an ambulance, and she did phone, or she told me she phoned 101 or 111. They were really busy. She did say to me that she was being called back into the store by a manager, and if I felt worse, to phone myself an ambulance. I couldn't focus properly. I didn't know where my bag was, my keys were, or anything. So, and I asked her to leave the door open because it was hot anyway. I remember someone asking me if there was anyone that I could phone. And at the time, I know I said no because I was thinking my husband would panic and he hasn't got a car to get to me. And I must have, in my mind, I must have thought, well, Gemma's working from home. So I phoned her and asked, I know I asked her to get my husband and to come and get me, and I was in Morrison's car park.
Morrison's have sent us a statement. It says, we're sorry to hear about this incident and wish the customer a full and speedy recovery. The safety and well-being of our customers is always our top priority. While our colleagues were quick to offer assistance, they also wanted to respect the customer's wishes when she declined their help.
Kent Online reports.
A court's heard how a man needed 40 stitches after punching out the windows of two businesses following a row with a friend in Sandwich. Oliver Bamblett left a trail of damage after taking his frustration out on a cafe and pub on New Year's Eve. The 24-year-old, who lives at the Dover Outreach Centre, has been ordered to pay compensation and do 60 hours of unpaid work. More than 10,000 young people here in the South East have received the first dose of a meningitis B vaccine following a deadly outbreak in Kent. The jab has been made available after two young people died in Canterbury earlier this year. Year 13 pupils, or those heading to uni for the first time this autumn, are being encouraged to get two doses. Next on today's episode, and the landlords of a Kent pub say they're losing hundreds of pounds a day because of road closures in their village. 6 weeks' worth of gas main repairs are taking place in Golden Green near Tunbridge. Bosses at the Bell Inn are worried they could be forced to close because of the impact on trade. Nigel Bristow is a part in the pub.
Unfortunately, we are now the victims of, and I say victims, of a very misplanned, ill-planned road traffic system that's been put in place as a diversionary system for the local utilities companies to put new gas works in, which I'm sure are essential. But what they haven't taken into consideration is how people get in and out of the village. The bus routes are now cancelled, the buses are no longer running, the local disabled people in Bourne Park and the elderly people can't no longer get into town to do their shopping. Local taxi companies are refusing to come out here because it's put another 20 minutes on the duration of each ride, so they're not happy. Unfortunately, we've had to send our staff home. Our kitchen is no longer operating this weekend due to the fact that we have got no customers. The footfall today is, I think we're up to six people all day long, whereas unfortunately last weekend we had 250 people attend on Saturday alone at the Westmoreland Spitfire Scooter Club charitable event known as the Summer Shuffle, where we raised collectively £2,000 for charity. This weekend, I'm sure if we get 20 people through the door, I'll be amazed. And for a 6 week duration, I foresee from a successful weekend this pub being closed permanently very, very shortly.
Well, SGN, who are doing the work, were asked to comment on claims the diversions were confusing and unnecessarily long. And a spokesman for the company has said everything was agreed in advance with the local authority prior to any works commencing.
Kent Online reports.
Residents in Ashford say an overgrown patch of land outside their homes is becoming a fire hazard. Fencing's been put up around an area of grass in Quantock Drive ahead of a public inquiry, which will decide whether it should become a village green. green, or people living nearby say it's turned into a jungle and a discarded cigarette could easily start a blaze. The owner of the land has been approached for a comment. Detailed plans for 450 new homes in Medway look set to be given the go-ahead. The Gibraltar Farm development in Capsden Valley was given outline permission 2 years ago, despite nearly 800 objections from residents. The layout and appearance of the site will now be discussed at a meeting next week and has been recommended for approval. A petition's been set up calling for cheaper school travel for tens of thousands of pupils in Kent. It's because over the past 4 years, the Kent Travel Saver Pass for children to use a bus has increased from £450 to £615. Families say it's become unaffordable during the cost of living crisis. Well, local Democracy reporter Ollie Leader has been chatting to mum of two, Nursen Smith from Swanscombe.
I mean, this year I find out that the prices increased to £615. And the £615 just for the term time travel only for students. And it's kind of affecting their independence, I think, traveling to places. And some of them will actually start their work experiences. So, which kind of, again, they want us to probably pick them up from there where they are. And Saturday, Sundays, again, they can't really use the travel savers to go places or relying on us. And, you know, extracurricular activities after school, again, they kind of depending us to pick them up. So, yeah.
Obviously, you're working mum, your family, obviously, in a cost of living crisis.
Yes.
It must be tricky when your daughter wants to go out and see her friends, but she can't really afford to.
Exactly. You know, £615 already put a big burden on families, especially for the lower income families, and adding extra costs if they want to go extra £4 or £5 if they want to travel. It's affecting a lot, yes.
Dartford councillor Victoria Akinwumidi is backing the campaign.
The price is astronomical for many families and unaffordable. And fundamentally, families have to essentially pay almost £1,240 if they have two children, but £615 a year to get their kids to school. And worse than that, the kids can't even use it throughout the year. They can only use it during term time until 7 p.m. Well, they're paying for a service that's not sufficient, and fundamentally, on a broader level, bus services in Kent needs to improve. We have a system where private operators are setting the prices, setting the routes, that doesn't work for residents, doesn't work for families at all. We need to have a structure in which buses are run by local authorities. And through the Bus Services Act, the government has given this Kent County Council the opportunity to bring in bus services so that they can set the price, set the operation, and set a schedule that works for local people.
The County Council insists it continues to provide a significant saving compared with commercial season ticket options. They've sent us this statement.
We know many families rely on the Kent Travel Saver Scheme to help children and young people get to education and training, and we remain committed to continuing this support. KCC invests more than £7 million each year in the scheme, and costs continue to rise. Following the annual review, a 5% increase for the 2026-27 academic year was agreed through the Council's governance processes to help ensure the scheme remains sustainable while continuing to provide significant subsidies for families. The charges for 2026-27 have now been set. The application window is open and families are already applying for passes, so it's not possible to reverse the increase. The Kent Travel Saver is designed to support travel to and from school and college. The current restrictions help keep the scheme affordable, as KCC reimburses operators for every journey made using a pass. Extending validity to evenings and weekends would increase costs and could result in higher pass prices for families or require additional taxpayer funding. This approach reflects reflects feedback from previous consultations, which showed parents wanted support focused on reducing the cost of education-related travel. KCC also provides a reduced cost travel saver for eligible lower-income families. Children who receive targeted free school meals, including those in households claiming universal credit with annual earnings of £7,400 or less, can access the scheme at a lower cost. For most families, the Kent Travel Saver continues to provide a significant saving compared with commercial season ticket options, although families are encouraged to consider the travel choices available and decide which option best meets their circumstances.
Kent Online News.
The closing dates have been announced for several beefeater restaurants in Kent. Their parent company, Whitbread, is selling sites across the country to focus on hotels. Restaurants in Ashford, Dartford, Dover, Maidstone, Gillingham and Swanley will be shutting on September the 10th. Two goats that were stolen from a field in Raynham have both been found. Maggie and Maple disappeared from Mearsborough Road 10 days ago. One was discovered in Sittingbourne at the weekend and the other has been rescued from a property in Gravesend. Their owner says it's a huge relief to see the two sisters reunited. And a well-known Kent hairdresser is retiring after almost six decades in business. George Antonio, who's originally from Cyprus, opened his first salon in Canterbury in 1968 and went on to build an empire with 11 more sites across the county. He's been telling us why he's stepping down.
I decided to retire now because of my age. I'm 86 very soon. I had fantastic career, fantastic business, fantastic life out of hairdressing, and I decided that I haven't got the enthusiasm to carry on anymore. I don't get up in the morning, say I must go to work, and I want to spend more time with my lovely wife who helped me. Without her, I don't know where I'd be. She's been fantastic, and so I decided to give it up.
He says it's bittersweet to be leaving, but he's loved his time in business. His final day of trading will be on August the 14th.
Kent Online Sports.
Kent swimmer Emily Smith has won a silver medal at the Commonwealth Games. The 16-year-old finished second in the women's 400-metre medley final last night. Meantime, Iona Winifrith, who's also from Tunbridge, won bronze in the women's 100-metre breaststroke in the SB8 para category. And in football, there's another chance for Gillingham young players to test themselves tonight. The under-18s are taking on Whitstable Town's men's team. It follows a defeat to Chatham Town on Friday night. The senior players also lost to Brentford B in a pre-season friendly on Sunday. That's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk, and whilst you're on the site, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.